Live from Israel, we've got two big wins at the U.S. Supreme Court and an update on the situation in the Middle East.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live, a special presentation from the Middle East. Now, live from Israel, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Are we on? Excuse me?
All right, very good. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, folks, but we have a very big announcement to make. We're going to try to get a better phone line in just a moment. I'm in Israel, but we just got word from the Supreme Court of the United States on two very big cases. The first, the Freedom From Religion Foundation case. You'll remember, that's the group that was putting those warning stickers on the Bibles, saying this is dangerous and hazardous material. You remember, the same group also was very specific in their bumper sticker saying prayer does not work. Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation lost and lost significantly today in a 5-4 decision. The court saying that as a taxpayer, this is the basis upon which this group filed their lawsuit against the faith-based initiative, that they had no legal standing to bring the lawsuit, period. That is a huge, huge win. We want to know what you have to think about this particular case. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We need to get your phone calls in because there's also another case. That is Wisconsin Right to Life, McCain-Feingold legislation, which was the campaign finance reform. You remember there was a prohibition on ads that were deemed issue advocacy. The court today, in a 5-4 decision, again, these are very close, folks, came out with a very significant decision saying that the prohibition against Wisconsin Right to Life was unconstitutional. These are two very, very significant wins, something we are very encouraged about. Now, let's go back to the first case. We're going to get Walter Weber on the phone from our Washington, D.C. office in just a moment to talk about this. But again, I want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk about both cases, Jordan, this was a big win. Jordan's with me here in Israel. We're going to try to get a better line, as I said, folks, in a moment. Huge win on the situation with, especially with the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
It's a big case. And folks, you may remember this group. This was a group that not only sold the Bible warning label sticker that they wanted people to put on the Gideon Bibles at hotels, it said, warning, this may be hazardous to your health. This was another group, a group that also sold a sticker that said, a bumper sticker, they still do on their website, ffrf.org, nothing fails like prayer. And I'm thinking for today there should be a new slogan. The new slogan should be, nothing fails like a Freedom From Religion lawsuit, because they lost today, 5-4, an important decision. It just says how important President Bush's nominees on the Supreme Court are, Justice Alito, Chief Justice Roberts, of course, making this a different decision. The same group, folks, who sold that bumper sticker, the Bible, a grim fairy tale, nothing fails like prayer, failing today at the U.S. Supreme Court.
This is a very significant win for our side. And I will tell you that our justice is the Supreme Court of the United States Court made all the difference.
No, that's exactly right. And it was so important, folks, to have your involvement and you're to talk about these issues in the program. But again, it shows the importance of President Bush's nominees and fighting back groups like Freedom From Religion Foundation, again, who attack Christianity, who say, put warning labels on bumper stickers. Put these stickers on your car that say nothing fails like prayer. And again, folks, they failed today by bringing these lawsuits, these frivolous lawsuits that aren't going to be allowed anymore in federal courts in the United States. It was important. And again, we want to thank you for getting involved in all these issues. We told you daily about the outrageous things that this group put on their websites. Of course, just attacking Christians. There's no bumper sticker on that website that says the Quran, a grim fairy tale, just the Bible, a grim fairy tale. But this group today loses. They haven't put out a press release yet, Dad. We're looking for that. And again, when we get word from what their lawyers are saying in their group, it'll be interesting to see, because a huge loss, don't know how the organization will survive without being able to bring these suits.
They filed these lawsuits, so very significant victory. And whatever they want to say, the fact of the matter is they lost the case overwhelmingly. Now, folks, for Israel, we're going to be talking about this, 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear what you have to say about this case, the Wisconsin Right to Life case, which is joined by Walter Weber Moment. We're in Israel, and we want to encourage you to do today join us in
folks, there's two easy ways to do so. You can call our toll-free number, 1-800-684-3110. I'm actually looking out right now at the Sea of Galilee, and I think there's no better day to join this proclamation of solidarity with Israel. 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
It's escalating, it is serious, and it puts the issue of terrorism front and center.
We're fighting a terrorist organization who is sponsored by the most vicious people on earth.
Israel in the middle, battling terrorists in the south and in the north, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the ever-increasing threat from Iran. This is such a critical time for the nation of Israel, with the war on terrorism clearly focused in the Middle East. The American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government that America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. Sign on to ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. Call now, 1-877-989-2222. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Support Israel now.
They're going to stop at nothing except if they're dead.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Back to the broadcast. We are actually coming to you live from Israel. We've got phone connections here. Big news. We're actually in the Tiberias, which is on the Sea of Galilee, and a decision came out today, ironic in one sense, but actually very significant in another. We're on the Sea of Galilee, the area where Jesus' ministry was centered, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation today lost their case at the Supreme Court of the United States, challenging the president's faith-based initiative, the court saying that there was no what's called taxpayer standing. That's the way the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been trying to litigate dozens of cases across the country. This was, I think, a stinging rebuke. It's interesting. The court said that the plaintiff, that's the Freedom From Religion Foundation's analysis, would effectively subject every federal action from a conference to a proclamation or a speech to an establishment clause challenged by any federal taxpayer, and that, the court said, would be inappropriate. The court went on to say that the federal court should not superintend the speeches, statements, and other activities of the president and his staff when it comes to non-governmental expenditures, earmarked expenditures. So this is a huge win for our side. It's a 5-4 case, and people are saying, well, that's narrow. But let me tell you, as someone that litigates at the Supreme Court of the United States, you'd rather be on the 5-4 side than the 4-5 side. So a big win there. We want to take your phone calls on this and the Wisconsin Right to Life case. By the way, we're just doing the analysis of the Wisconsin Right to Life case right now. This decision basically came out within the last about hour and a half. 877-989-2255. You know that Freedom From Religion Foundation group, very aggressive in their attack. And I want to hear what you all have to say about this because so many of you contacted us. We filed that brief on your behalf. Let me get Walter Weber in the conversation right away. First, Walter, give us your quick analysis here. We're getting a lot of calls, and we'll want you to stand up for those as well.
Sure. Well, a hine is a big decision. People need to understand the backdrop of this, and that is that normally you sue if you're hurt. If you're not hurt, you don't get to sue just because you don't like what the government's doing or what someone else is doing. And that's the rule in every case except for this exceptional area where decades ago, the Supreme Court created an exception for church-state separationist suits, basically. And this case today, the Hine decision, was an attempt by the Freedom From Religion Foundation to expand upon, or at least to take advantage of, what they perceived as an existing exception in their favor that gave them special privileges. And the court said no. They said FLAST is an exception. We're not about to expand it, and you're not allowed to bring suit.
You know, the significance of this is, folks, that this group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, basis for getting into court
has been what's called this taxpayer basis. In other words, they say as a taxpayer we can object to the government endorsement or acknowledgement of religion. So this is, in a sense, is a stinging rebuke. And, Jordan, let's recap, and we're going to be taking people's calls in just a moment, and a lot of calls are coming in at 800-684-3110. But, Jordan, we focused on this group for almost a month on radio, and let's recast again what they were saying, what was on their websites, what they were doing.
Well, this is a group who sold who sells bumper stickers that say things like nothing fails like prayer, the Bible, a grim fairy tale, and, of course, what we've talked about so much was a Bible warning label. We showed that on the TV broadcast as well as to people. Just to know what this group is about, again, it's a Bible warning label. It's the Bible, a grim fairy tale. It's nothing fails like prayer. It's just attacks on Christianity. So they say freedom from religion. It was really freedom from Christians is what this group was seeking, and a huge defeat to them. This is a radical group, Dad, and something that we're excited about, and we exposed this group to as many people as we could.
We did, and we had a huge response. We heard from hundreds of thousands of you, actually. It was a phenomenal response, and you filed that. You were on that brief for the Supreme Court of the United States, and it made we're thrilled with this decision that came out today. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Ken's calling from Colorado on line two. Ken, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great.
Good.
Hey, I know that you, I guess I know nothing. I'm concerned as what is up with the four who sided with the Freedom of Religion, Freedom from Religion Foundation. What possible reason could they have for siding with them?
There are some members of the court, and I'll get Walter to answer this too. There are just some members of the court that take a very strict view that church-state relations should be absolutely distinct, this impenetrable wall of church-state separation. They take a very high view of this church separationist issue, and they basically thought that there should be an exception. You know, in no other area of the law could you file a lawsuit just because you disagreed with what the government did. You don't get to opt out of your taxes. You don't get to say, well, the government's funding the war in Iraq. I wish they wouldn't. I'm going to file a lawsuit. But on the religion cases, they made this exception. But they narrowed that exception down, Walter, today very significantly. But there were four dissents because they view the Constitution that way.
I think that's right, Jay. The four dissenters basically see the Establishment Clause as being so important. In other words, restricting any attempt by government to support or assist religion, that they're willing to bend the normal rules in order to allow people who have no interest in the case in suing. And one of the great things about this opinion, and right off the bat, Justice Alito, in his majority opinion, he says, in light of the size of the federal budget, remember, there's a taxpayer suit, it is a complete fiction to argue that an unconstitutional federal expenditure causes an individual taxpayer any measurable economic harm. I mean, it's... The theory of the dissent would be that you sue, you get to say how your money is used. Well, every taxpayer has an interest in how their money is used. Why is the Establishment Clause some special exception?
Yeah, and in no other area could you file a lawsuit. So this was a big rebuff to the church-state separationists in that regard. Huge. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We want to hear from you. Again, 800-684-3110.
Walter's calling from Maryland on line 3. Walter, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Walter.
How are you doing today?
We're doing great. You're on the air.
Pardon me?
Let's get another call, Jordan.
Let's go to Justin calling from Michigan on line 5. Justin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Justin.
Hi. I have a question about the murder in Ohio with the pregnant woman, and the man may be being charged for the murder of the fetus as well. And what are the legal implications against abortion and for right to life in a case like this?
You know, a fascinating phone call, and we just were talking about these exceptions to the religion clauses where you could file a lawsuit for any reason, that, you know, church-state separation. They previously were filing these taxpayer lawsuits. They didn't agree with the government expenditure, like the faith-based issue. They file a lawsuit. But we have this other theory. We call it the abortion distortion factor, and that there's an interesting scenario. It's a similar situation happened in California with the Scott Peterson trial where they charged Scott Peterson with two counts of murder because of the death of the unborn child. Same thing here. And, Walter, this does point to, I mean, it's a little bit off topic, although we did get the decision in the Wisconsin Right to Life case about issue advocacy, and that was a big decision there, granting the right for Wisconsin Right to Life to run these ads before electoral campaigns. But, Walter, that is this another one of these distortion areas.
Well, actually, it's an area where, fortunately, the law is real, real solid on our side. The Supreme Court said that you can't, so far, is not willing to recognize unborn children as persons for purposes of constitutional rights. But it's real clear under the law that if a state wants to make murder an offense that includes killing unborn babies, it's free to do so. It may have to make an exception for abortions. But if, you know, some ruffian or robber or anybody else comes along and assaults and kills a woman or hurts the woman and the baby dies, that's murder. And it's strictly a matter of state choice if they want to go ahead and recognize the biological reality that there's someone else who was hurt.
So those are positive developments, but it does. But yet, you know, in a lot of these states, you could have abortions till during the delivery process, and that does show the juxtaposition of the two situations. Now, folks, if you're just joining us, I want to recap this. Two decisions of really big significance today from the Supreme Court of the United States. One involving the Wisconsin right to life, their ability to run these issue ads, which are very important. The second involving that group, Freedom From Religion Foundation. This is something we spent a month on radio. We did a lot of TV on this as well. Very, very significant. This was the group, as Jordan said, that had these warning labels for the Bible. They filed a suit against the President's Faith-Based Initiative. The court saying they had no basis to file that lawsuit, saying the taxpayer standing in this context was inappropriate, and really narrowed this loophole that exists for the Establishment Clause. We want to hear from you on this. We also want to give you an update after the break on what's happening here in Israel. A lot of developments out of the Middle East. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Walter, just a few seconds left. In a sense, the decision today is not the end of the cases, but it is a step in the right direction in the situation involving the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
I think that's right, because, Jay, a lot of the separationist groups, ACLU and so forth, felt they basically had a free pass. All they had to do to challenge anything that they thought was favorable to religion in government was to find someone to pay taxes. And the Supreme Court, I mean, it's real clear in today's decision. The rule is that taxpayers do not have standing. Okay, yes, there's been an exception recognized in the case of church-state cases in Flast versus Cohen, which is the decision we tackled in our amicus brief. But that exception is not going to be expanded. It's going to be read narrowly. And therefore, they better make sure that at a minimum they can cross all their T's and dot their I's. And then we'll see if they can get a lawsuit. But you can't just waltz into court and say, well, I pay taxes, so I get to challenge what President Bush did in this program or that program.
Yeah, very, very significant. Walter, we appreciate your update. Appreciate your analysis of this. It's just coming. We'll have some information posted at aclj.org. This also, by the way, folks, is going to affect significantly, I think, things like the Presidential National Day of Prayer proclamations that you see from time to time. Those should be now immune. Now, we're in Israel. We're going to give you a report. A lot happening in the Middle East today. We were up on the border of Lebanon. We'll give you that report. We want you to stand with Israel. Jordan's going to tell you how to do it. We'll give you more information about Israel just after the break.
Hey, there's two ways to join our proclamation of solidarity with Israel. You can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. When we get back from the break, we'll tell you your story today. We're up on the Lebanese border, the Israel border with Lebanon, where Hezbollah flags were flying. Right now we're looking out at the Sea of Galilee while we're doing the radio show. We want to hear from you. We want you to join the Proclamation of Solidarity for Israel. If you can't stand in Israel with us this trip, we want you to stand with Israel through this proclamation. 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
The road to success requires a good education, and no one knows that better than entrepreneur, global businessman, and publisher Steve Forbes.
The primary driver is the desire for freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of action, and ultimately the freedom to create.
When it comes to education, Regent University is without parallel. With bachelor's degrees focused on critical areas like organizational leadership and management, global business, psychology, communication, religious studies, and elementary education, you'll learn from the best and the brightest, like Steve Forbes, a guest lecturer at Regent.
What you're going through now, developing the mind, human imagination, sense of adventure, innovation, inventiveness, that is the real source of capital in a society.
Take charge of your future right now. Discover more about Regent undergrad today. Classes are offered online and on campus. For more information or to apply, visit regentundergrad.com or call 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent undergrad. When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life. It's escalating, it is serious, and it puts the issue of terrorism front and center.
We're fighting a terrorist organization who is sponsored by the most vicious people on earth.
Israel in the middle, battling terrorists in the south and in the north, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the ever-increasing threat from Iran. This is such a critical time for the nation of Israel, with the war on terrorism clearly focused in the Middle East. The American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government that America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. Sign on to ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel. Or you can add your name online at ACLJ.org. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Support Israel now.
They're going to stop at nothing except if they're dead.
Coming to you live from the Sea of Galilee here in Tiberias, Israel. Interesting with the development stay at the Supreme Court of the United States. Fortunately, we were able to get two of our most senior attorneys, experts at Supreme Court practice, both having significant experience. We've had Walter Weber on. He's going to stay with us for a few moments. Jim Henderson is now here to talk about this Wisconsin Right to Life case. Jim, this was a case involving Wisconsin Right to Life and some advertisements within that blackout window, as they call it, the 30-day and 60-day window. On advocacy ads, and a big decision. Again, another one that's 5-4, Justice Alito being the key vote on this one. What's your analysis? I barely have had a chance to look at the decision. I mean, it literally just came out. We were working on the other one. What's your assessment?
Well, Jay, for some background, this is a case arising out of the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act. Of course, we represented some students in the original challenge to that law. What we have today is an instance in which Wisconsin Right to Life was running advertisements in the state of Wisconsin where Russ Feingold, one of the named sponsors of the act, was seeking reelection. Their advertisements were directed to the problem of judicial filibusters and Democratic holds in the Senate on judicial nominations during the 30-day and the 60-day windows prior to the election, and they sought but were denied injunctive relief against the enforcement of the blackout window, the FEC taking the position in those cases that this was express political expression prohibited under the BCRA provision.
Yeah, and the court basically, what we talked about during the break is the court took the view that this was issue advocacy, it wasn't political advocacy, and the ads could run.
That's right. There's two opinions. Justice Roberts, for himself, and for Justice Alito, concluded that this particular set of advertisements by Wisconsin Right to Life were not political advertisements. They were express issue advocacy and not within the reach of the statute. Justice Scalia, writing for Thomas and for Kennedy, went further and said, in their view, the provision of the prior decision in McConnell from a couple years ago should have been overruled. The decision, that portion of McConnell, should have been overruled by the court's decision today. Interestingly, the dissent, of course, always dissenters say, things are much worse than maybe they actually are. But the dissent says that, in fact, this decision effectively overrules this portion of McConnell and strikes down that portion of the Campaign Reform Act, which restricts issue ads during the 30- and 60-day windows. Justice Roberts expressly would not go so far.
I need to let everybody know also that Jim Henderson was the primary architect of the challenge by the students in the McCain-Feingold litigation. We were actually successful at the Supreme Court challenging a prohibition of minors' participation in making a donation of even $1 to a political campaign. We were able to get that struck down. Most of the law, however, was held constitutional. Now, it's interesting, Jim, that the court did not expressly overrule that provision of McCain-Feingold, but in your analysis, how significant of a win is it? It sounds like to me, from what you're saying, this was is a big win for issue advocacy.
Absolutely. For true issue advocacy of the sort that organizations and issues that we have been concerned with all along, like Wisconsin Right to Life, this is a major win. It's clear that when it's not merely a subterfuge to attack a candidate for election, that these ads are going to be entitled to protection.
Yeah, big win here, folks. Two cases of the Supreme Court of the United States, one involving the issue ads
with Wisconsin Right to Life, the other against, and in our favor, against the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That was a good win as well. We got a lot of calls coming in on both these issues. Let's go right back to the phones.
Dan's calling from California on line 4. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. Those people that lost it, and they have the right to leave the United States. They don't have to stay here.
Well, what they were trying to do, Dan, is bring a lawsuit just because they disagreed with what the government was doing. And there are ways to protest governmental action, but that protest doesn't give you a right to go into federal court, and in no other area of the law could you do that. Here, the court closed or at least narrowed that loophole significantly.
Let's go right back to the phones. Kevin's calling from Virginia on line 3. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. A definition of religion is a personal or institutionalized system of beliefs, attitudes, and practices. And if the Freedom From Religion Foundation feels like we are in bondage, exactly what are they going to deliver us to?
Well, they are made up primarily of atheists and agnostics, but I want everybody to know this. They really target their activity against Christianity. When you looked at their website, and Jordan talked about it, we'll talk about it again because I know a lot of people are just joining the program now. They were very aggressive in their attack on Christianity. They would have never said about Islam what they said about Christianity.
No, I mean, they sold a Bible warning label sticker that had a big skull and crossbones, the poison symbol, toxic symbol. It was yellow and black to put on the Gideon Bibles in hotel rooms that said, warning, this may be hazardous to your health. They still sell that sticker at ffrf.org. You can go look at it yourself. We put it on the TV show. They sell a bumper sticker that says, the Bible, a grim fairy tale. They also sell another bumper sticker, nothing fails like prayer. This is the kind of group that was bringing these lawsuits just over and over against Christian organizations, overwhelmingly Christian groups, and not targeting all religions, but specifically Christians, Dad. And we brought that out continually on the program, that this wasn't a group that ever would put a bumper sticker that said the Quran, a grim fairy tale. I would dare them, you know, to put that on their back
they
in
never
their car
would.
And drive that around.
No, they never would. But what's fascinating here, and I want to say a huge thank you to both Walter Weber, who was the primary architect of our brief in the Freedom From Religion Foundation case, to Jim Henderson, primary architect in the Wisconsin Right to Life case. Guys, thank you for your work on this. Great decisions. Appreciate you coming on radio.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
We just got a few minutes left here. Let us give you an update quickly here in Israel. We were actually literally looking at the border of Lebanon, where we were staring at a flag from Hezbollah, the Hezbollah flag flying literally within yards from the Israeli border. Now, we're here with 300 of our members. It was an incredible experience. We were briefed by an Israeli IDF colonel who was in charge of, until very recently, the whole Eastern Command where we were on the border of Lebanon. Now, there was also some very disturbing news today that Hezbollah has announced and released an information, I guess a video with a tape message from Gilad Shalit, the soldier in Israel that's been kidnapped. Very distressing there, and also threats with including the wearing of one of these suicide bomb packs being worn by a British journalist from the BBC, mandated, of course, by Hezbollah, who's taken him hostage. So it's a tense situation in those portions. The UN forces, a few of them killed just yesterday. We were about 5 miles from where that incident took place. So it's a very important time to stand with Israel. And I want to encourage you folks, we've heard from thousands of you, but I'm meeting with Israeli government officials, especially as we make our way to Jerusalem. Right now we're in Tiberias on the Sea of Galilee, on our way into Jerusalem. We want you to stand with Israel. We want to send a proclamation of solidarity with the people of Israel.
To join that proclamation, 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. Again, folks, I think, well, let's go right back to the phones. We got time to take one more call. Carl is calling from California on line 4. Carl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carl.
Yeah, hello. Hey, I just wanted to thank you for everything you guys do. And when I first heard of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, when they had to put over the Bibles,
the warning labels
to your health.
Right.
I took that as a death threat to Christians.
Well, they target their activity, Carl, towards Christians. There's no doubt about it. That's where their target is. And they got a stinging rebuke today from the Supreme Court of the United States.
Folks, again, as we close out the program today, we're calling live from Israel, doing the program in Israel. It's about 7:30 at night here. We want you to stand with Israel, join the Proclamation of Solidarity. If you can't be with us on this trip, this is a way you can show your support for Israel. 877-989 is our 989-2255 is our toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. Now, you can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We actually have a video update my dad did from Israel while we were in the southern portion of Israel that bordered Jordan and Egypt. We'll have more updates along the way, of course, on the website at aclj.org, where you can sign the Proclamation of Solidarity. But if you have the time, call our toll-free number right now. Join this Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel and stand with Israel in these times against groups like Hezbollah. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.